sponsor and has contributed the capital, as well as the senior executives' view of what the site looks like. So basically we hardwired the design of the site together. And from there we could actually walk our key stakeholders through the site. And from there, once it all came to life for them, and it was that aha moment where they actually got what we've been talking to them in terms of PowerPoints and just general day-to-day conversation. And that was the moment where they saw it as a project that was a large project costing a lot of money, taking a considerable amount of time, to be a project that was actually delivering a fantastic outcome for the customer. So if I had my time again, I'd actually spend more time up front on the usability and the design to actually have something to show my stakeholders much earlier.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment about change within organisations. I guess my comment is people will change when they see value, or they feel value tangibly. And I think in the Rico example, you know, could that have been an example where the people, the techs going out there, were resistant to it? Well, yes, probably, except they got real benefit to it, right? So they adopted it. So from a social or web 2.0 perspective, when I think about that and how organisations are starting to benefit that, I think one of the interesting stats around this is the second largest demographic of usage of social software out on the internet is the over 55s, who wouldn't be typically the type of user who you would expect would be using technology, but they're getting immediate value from their perspective because they're using it to connect to their children and their grandchildren in a way that they haven't been able to do in the past, and understanding what they're doing, really feeling connected with their lives. So they're embracing it because of the benefit that they're getting from it. And from an organisational perspective, we see that in a range of different organisations when they're embracing this. When people start to get the value out of it, they start to use it. And if I can just quote one particular metric that we have inside IBM as an example, since we've adopted the ability to tag things and basically allow people to contribute via our intranet, our search engine searches the traditional search, but then it also searches what we call social capital. Now, 4 out of 5 people, when they do a search now, their first click is on the social capital. In other words, they're finding the information that other people have contributed, and people are choosing to do that more often than not. So I think that's a good recommendation for people getting the value, and so they're prepared to use it, and so we're adopting it from that perspective.